From the moment you wake up to the moment your head hits the pillow, this is the It's All Day podcast, your home for knowledge and inspiration about fitness, nutrition, and the mentality behind what it takes to be great. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the It's All Day podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about creating your core values. So creating your core values comes down to what are the beliefs that you have and are they benefiting your life? Are they getting you closer to the goals that you want? There's a self-development formula that they have and it's called be, do, have. Whatever you want to have in your life is based on the things that you do. The things that you do, those are your standards, your rituals, your habits, your story. And the things that you do are based on who you be. And everyone's heard this, we're not human doings, we're human beings. And who you be is based on the habits and the values that you have. Two people can have the exact same habits, the same goals, the same job. They can come from the exact same place. But one of them might succeed towards whatever they want and the other one might not. And the question is why? What's the difference that these two people have? And it comes down to the things that they value, the things that they really think are the most important pieces of their life. Somebody values truly succeeding. The other person says they want to do these things, but they actually value being lazy. They actually value sitting on the couch and avoiding pain. So who you be is based on what you value. And how do you find out the things that you value? Simple questions you can ask is, one of them is, if your house is on fire, you had to grab three things, what would you grab and what do they mean to you? Where do you spend your money? Who do you spend your time with? And what do those people give to you? What do they offer? You can ask these questions and you might find out. I mean, when I was younger, I valued going out. I valued feeling significant. I valued parties. I valued not a lot of things that were very valuable. Nowadays, people that I work with will ask me, like, man, I really struggle getting to the gym. How do you do it every single day? And it's not even a question to me. It's something that's been ingrained in me, as I'm someone who goes and works out 5 to 6 times a week. And it's not hard. Once you value something, it no longer is a struggle. People ask me, how do you track your food? It's not a burden to me. It's a tool that I use, and I've created it as something that allows me to get closer to my goals. And if it's something that allows me to get closer to my goals, it's just something that I do. And once you start building awareness to what your values are, you can start either accepting the ones that you have, seeing about ones you might want to change, or honestly looking and seeing, do your values align with your targets? When it comes to that, the best way to do it is to spend some time with yourself. Meditate. Honestly, just get quiet. If you get quiet and you sit with your thoughts will lead you to what you value. And you might find that they don't align with your goals. And if they don't align with your goals, we need to start making a shift. So I would encourage you to spend some time, journal, get some quiet time with yourself, and just start to really think, like, what are the things that I value? Who do I hang out with? Where do I spend my money? Those are going to start showing you the things that you value, and you can decide if those are beneficial to your life or not. So I'm just going to go over a couple of my values that have changed over the last probably 4 years and have had really had significant impact in my life. These are in no specific order. These are just ones when I spent some time journaled down that really kind of popped into my head. The first one's authenticity. So telling the truth, even if it hurts. When I was younger, I cheated a lot in high school. I think I got like a 3.92 GPA, and that is fully not all me. I was good at figuring out how to get certain answers, homeworks from somebody, and it was just a barter exchange. If I had English answers, they had math answers, we would both switch, so we would both get A's in both classes. So I don't remember exactly when it first happened, but in college, I decided that I wasn't going to cheat anymore. And I can actually remember the moment right. Like, I can vividly remember it. I was in the library. I had homework assignments to do, and it was due at midnight. It was 11 o'clock or something. And I just decided, I was like, I'm just not going to cheat anymore. And at this point, I had gotten a lot more into fitness. I really wanted to push myself in soccer. So my values were to be authentic. If I was going to put the work in at the gym, like, I wasn't going to skip sets. I wasn't going to skip my food. And that transferred over to the rest of my life. It wouldn't make sense for my values to conflict if I was being authentic with myself, my body, in the gym, that I wasn't going to be inauthentic in school. It just didn't align. So I stopped cheating. I never cheated again. I didn't get as good of grades, but I got my real, authentic, true results of my efforts. So when I started being more authentic, I also was more vulnerable. I wasn't hiding behind these masks of, I don't know, masks of masculinity, masks of being right all the time. Like, I was just authentic. If I didn't know anything, I was vulnerable with it. I was telling you how I actually felt versus acting the way that I thought you wanted me to act. So authenticity really does hold a huge value in my life. It's one of my core values. The second one is having a growth mindset. So a growth mindset, believing that all of this, this podcast, my success, my body, my mind, my spirit, my finances, anything, it's my responsibility. I'm in full control of how I want my life to go. And having a growth mindset is, you can figure almost anything out, especially nowadays. You can go online, you can go on YouTube, you can Google pretty much anything, and you can figure out how to do anything you want in your life. And this growth mindset is that you can learn the skills needed to achieve the goals that you want. And if you don't have this growth mindset and you have a fixed mindset, whoever you are right now, that's who you're gonna be for the rest of your life. It is extremely limiting. It's probably the reason why you might be bitter, why you get angry when you see other people succeed and you feel stuck, because you're afraid to take that next step. You're afraid to become the learner. You need to become the apprentice. You need to start at square one and to eventually get to the very top. So the only things that you should do, the things that you should believe in, are the things that move you forward towards those dreams. And that's the point of having a growth mindset. You're willing to take in the necessary advice. You're willing to learn all the necessary steps to reach your goals. And once you find out what those things are, once you find out what your core values are that lead you to your goals, that's the only thing you should believe in. You should get very quiet with the outside world. If anything external doesn't line up with where you want to go, it's not important in your life. If you want to get in better shape, going out every weekend, it's not getting you there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not going to happen. And if you know that it's not going to happen, stake your ground. Like, do not let it happen. As soon as you know that that is not beneficial, it shouldn't be that hard to make the decision once you go all in on it. Once you go all in and there's no going back, you burn the boats, it's easy because there's no other option. So second one's a growth mindset. The third one for me is leading by example. So leading by example is huge for me, and it's been there throughout my entire life in sports. If I had a coach who was fully out of shape, who had a big old beer belly, and yet he was telling us at the end of practice to run sprints after sprints after sprints because we need to be fit, and when I was a kid, I could do these all the time and blah, 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 and this man can't even run one lap, part of me wants to listen to him less. But yet, if I had a coach who was still at 40 years old or whatever, could get on the field, could still play with us, could make plays, I had so much more respect for this man because he led by example. He showed us how he wanted us to play. He still had techers. He still could zing a ball across the field. And I had so much more respect for this man because he led by example. Leading by example is extremely important. Whatever you want to do, you need to make sure that you do it well. I work at a restaurant right now. I work at a restaurant to make extra money to be able to afford the studio time to come do the podcast, to print shirts, to build the website for the It's All Day brand. And I have had the owner of the restaurant come up to me and tell me that the managers say that I have one of the best attitudes at the restaurant. I've had people at the restaurant ask me, why are you so happy all the time? Does anything actually ever make you mad? And the answer is honestly no. Like, there's not a lot that's going to make me mad because I know where I want to go. I know my path. I know that this is a necessary thing right now to make this happen. And if I'm going to be at work for 5 hours, I'm going to make sure I have a good time. I'm also going to try to elevate everyone else that I'm working with, because why not? If everyone's in a good mood, if everyone's happy, work's going to be so much easier. So wherever you are, it doesn't matter. If you're at the job that you don't want to be at right now, you still need to be executing to your best effort, because that's going to carry over to the rest of your life. I try my best to, I want to be the best server in the restaurant. There's a guy right now, Miguel, if he ever listens to this, he's the best server and he knows it. We track our sales. He's got like $2,000 more sales than anyone at the restaurant. And Miguel, I'm coming for you. Okay, I don't even care if I'm not going to be there for the rest of my life. I'm coming for you. I'm learning tactics. I'm learning how to talk to people. I'm reading psychology about how to get better tips, because I'm coming for you. Because that's just who I am. Anything I want, anything I do, I want to be successful at it. We're talking about playing spike ball today. I want to beat everybody in spike ball. I watch videos on Instagram of spike ball techniques secretly, even though I'm giving away my secrets right now, because I want to get better at it, because I want to be good, because me and my friend might go into a tournament and we want to win. Like, why not? Like, why not be able to show different levels of excellence? If you can show people in so many different facets, it doesn't matter where you put me, I'm going to be my best. When people see that, people get inspired by that. People want to do the same. And when you do that in your own environment, to anyone who's listening right now, when you do that in your own workplace, it's going to fuel others, but more importantly, it's going to fuel you. So that's leading by example. Next core value that I have is connection. So connection, we're all social creatures, and I believe that I personally was put here to serve others. And the only way that I know how to do that is through connection. Connection. And that's connection with family, friends, clients, anybody. I have a very small circle of people, and that's because I only allow a certain amount of people in my life. And the people that are in my life are there for specific reasons. I mean, they're there to bring joy. They're there to bring happiness. They're there to push me. They're there to guide me and mentor me. I mean, I have my own coaches. Other than that, if there's someone in my life that's negative, that they bring bad energy into my life, I exclude them. They're out of my life. They're not there. And anyone right now who's listening, who struggles with feeling like they're surrounded by negativity, remember, a growth mindset, you're in control of that. If you feel that everyone around you is negative, people are trying to drag you down, it's time to really take a step back and look and ask yourself, do these people serve you in any way? Do they provide any value to you? And if they don't, get them the fuck out. There's no need for them to be there. You're in full control of this. Find people who are going to fan your flames, not throw sand on your fire. Will Smith said that, and I love that from Will Smith. Once you start doing this, and once you start surrounding yourself with other people and focusing on the connection that you do have, if you are in contact with your family, make sure that that connection's strong. Your friends, if you have a smaller group of friends, you then get into deeper levels of connections with your friends, your families, your loved ones. But if you want to be friends with everybody, you have surface level relationships with everyone. But if you only have a certain amount of people in your life that are there to serve you and you're there to serve them, you have a much deeper level connection, and you actually get more out of having less people in your life. Personally, that's what connection's for. And then with clients, if I don't have connection with my clients, there's no adherence. The clients that I do work with, that I know about their life, I know about relationships they're in, I know about where they want to go in their life, certain struggles that they're dealing with, those people, the nutrition's easy. They'll follow the protocol, no problem. But the people that are afraid to let me in, the people that are afraid to open up themselves and talk about more than just the struggles, like if all they want to talk about is the nutrition, more often than not, when we check in, I go, hey, how'd it go? They go, oh, I forgot to put my numbers in. I was way off this week. And I ask them what happened, and they just go, ah, you know, I just kind of messed up. And I'll try and pry, and I'll try and get into more of what's going on in their personal life. And if they're guarded and they don't want to connect, in a couple of months, usually 1 to 2 months, 3 months, they're out. They say, this isn't working for me. And I know that they're going to leave, but they're not ready. They're not at the point when they're ready to actually make that connection with a coach. And I'm getting better at recognizing that. And in the initial calls with someone, if I don't find that with them, I'm getting to the point where I say, no, this isn't going to work. You're not ready for this. I'm not going to waste your time because you're not ready to commit for this. And when you challenge someone with that, they actually end up being one of the most adherent people because they're not used to that challenge. They're not used to somebody asking them to connect on a deeper level. So after connection, the other two I've got is patience and trust. So patience and trust. In a world right now where everything is so fast, instant gratifications everywhere, I feel like we need to practice patience even more because there's none of it in our lives right now. And that can be through meditation, that can be through unplugging, going on a walk in the morning with nothing with you other than just yourself, and you get to have a little bit of time by yourself. Patience could be driving in the car. And how often do you see someone get cut off and then immediately their world just angry, super, what the heck, blah, blah, blah. They get so mad because someone cut them off. And at the end of the day, like, you have no idea what they're doing. If you're in control of your life, like, maybe you could have seen them coming. Maybe you can give them a little bit of empathy and understand that their mother's in the hospital. Their kid just broke their leg and they needed to really get to wherever they need to go. And obviously, maybe that's not the case. Maybe the person was just an asshole. But I'd rather view it through an empathetic lens than me being angry. Because being angry doesn't serve me. It doesn't help me to tense up, to now be in a stress state versus just letting it go. So practicing patience is super important to me. In any way you can find that. For me, it's meditating. You could take cold baths and see how well can you handle the pain and can you be calm in a stressful state, and you can self-induce that versus having the world put stress onto you. So if you can practice difficult situations that you choose to do yourself, when life throws them at you, it becomes a little bit easier to handle them. And then the last one's trust. Trust is earned for me. So if somebody wants to have trust with me, like, you have to show me reasons why I should trust you. And it goes the exact same way. If a client wants to put their trust in me, like, I hold a ton of value to that. If somebody says, I want to work with you, like, okay, like, they're giving me money. I better make sure I deliver, and I better make sure I over deliver. So if I tell someone that I'll get back to them in 24 hours, I'll get back to them in 24 hours. If I don't, I get pissed at myself for not doing that, because what I say I do, like, I do it. So if I'm going to tell you that's going to happen, then I'm going to make sure that it happens. And once I start doing that more and more, and I show them that they can trust in me, then they'll start to open up because they know that I'm a man of my word. And if they trust me, if they open up, then this stuff will actually really start working and the coaching will really start helping because we can really start making some changes in their life. And the other part that goes with trust is I ask this question: do you view the world as a friendly or a hostile universe? If you view the world as a hostile universe, you don't have a lot of trust in anything. You're always afraid. You're always in a constant state of fear or stress because you think someone's out to get you. You think the world's out to get you. You're in a very negative state. But if you view the world as a friendly, or if you view the place as a friendly universe, things get a lot lighter. Things get a lot easier for you. You're not as stressed. You're not as worried. You have more trust. It's easier to trust. Even though if you've had someone in the past that's done you wrong, that's one person. I still think the rest of the universe is all friendly people. So it becomes a lot easier to trust. It becomes a lot easier to have belief in others, and that's going to help you have belief in yourself. So those are the main values that I've gone through in the past that have really helped me make considerable changes in my life. And I'm not telling you that these are the best values out there in the world. These are the ones that have worked for me. What I encourage you to do is spend some time with yourself, reflect, and see what values guide you towards your goals. What are going to push you towards the things that you want? And once you start realizing those things, start finding ways to implement them. And if you do some self-reflection and you start to realize like you might have values of wanting success, money, love, but your actions don't align with it, then it's time to start making some changes with your actions to really start aligning with those values. Because once you have your values, your actions, and your beliefs all aligned, all you need is patience and trust, and eventually those things will start to come to fruition. It's just going to take some time for you to turn the tides and to start really acting in alignment with your values. So spend some time with that. I appreciate you guys listening on today's podcast. If you guys have any questions on values, feel free to reach out. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, let me know. And other than that, guys, we will see you next time and have a happy Monday.
Thanks for listening to the It's All Day podcast on the 1513 Network. I'd love to connect with you guys. You can find me on Instagram at @_ChrisPage_coach. And you can listen to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play.